路加福音十八章九至十四节，耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人藐视别人的设一个比喻，说有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。法利赛人站着自言自语地祷告说：神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不像这个税吏。我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。那税吏远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢，只捶着胸说：神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。我告诉你们，这人回家去比那人倒算为义了，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
Before we go any further, let's pray one more time.
我们开始之前一起再一次祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come to you and humble ourselves under your word.
天父，我们来到你的面前，谦卑我们自己。
God, we beg that you would minister to our hearts through your word and by your spirit.
神啊，求你的说话，求你的灵去陶造我们的生命。
Would you use your word to cut and to convict?
愿你的话语是去剖开我们的心思意念，去让我们觉得扎心。
Would you use your word to expose and to give light?
愿你的话语能够揭露，能够被光照遍。
Would you also use your word to heal and to encourage?
愿你的话语能够是医治，能够是去鼓励。
May we be humbled by your mercy.
愿我们被你的怜悯去被谦卑下来。
And also encouraged by your love.
并且是被你的爱所勉励。
So now open our eyes to behold wonderful things from your law.
我们打开眼，看见我们生命中所有各样美善的事。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
阿们。
Well, I don't know why, but I find that I often get food stuck in my teeth when I'm eating.
我不知道为什么，但是很多时食物的时候，我会发觉有食物塞在牙罅那里。
Especially in my front teeth.
尤其是我的大门牙。
And it always happens when I am out with other people.
尤其是在外见人的时候。
Of course, back when we used to be able to see people.
当然是以前可以见人的时候。
And of course, I never found out about that food in my teeth until the end of the night.
通常我都是一路不发觉直到夜晚。
Usually when I finally looked in the mirror and realized that food was still there.
最后望到块镜，发现我嗰啲食物原来仲喺牙罅嗰度。
I was blind to it. I had no idea.
我完全睇唔到，完全冇察觉。
Has that ever happened to any of you?
你有冇咁样同样发生咁嘅事情喺你身上呢
？Similarly, in the Christian life, we all have our weaknesses and struggles.
同样地，喺基督徒嘅生命入边，我哋都有我哋嘅软弱同埋挣扎。
Sometimes we know what those weaknesses are.
有时候我哋知道嗰啲软弱系乜嘢。
But oftentimes, like the food that gets stuck in our front teeth, we are blind to our own weakness.
有时候好似嗰啲塞喺牙罅嘅食物咁样，我哋系唔知道，我哋唔察觉我哋自己嘅软弱。
Everyone else sees it, but you.
所有人都见到，除咗你自己之外。
And this morning, I want to focus our attention on a parable that Jesus told in order to reveal a particular sin, the sin of self-righteousness.
今天早上，我想希望将我哋嘅注意力集中喺一个比喻，就系耶稣讲，去揭露我哋一个特别嘅其中一个罪，就系自义嘅罪。
Like a friend who tells you that you have something in your teeth, Jesus told this parable to help us see the sin that we might not see in ourselves.
好似一个朋友话俾你知系有嘢塞咗喺牙罅嗰度，耶稣讲呢个比喻系帮助我哋睇见嗰个我哋可能喺自己身上睇唔到嘅罪。
Now people say that the gospel is like a pool that's shallow enough for a toddler to wade in.
有啲人觉得福音好似一个泳池，浅到可以让小孩子间水而行。
But it's also deep enough that theologians can never reach the bottom.
但亦都可以深到让神学家掂唔到池底。
And that is certainly true of this parable as well.
呢一个比喻亦都系一样。
This parable is simple and straightforward, but its message is profound.
这个的比喻是简单直接，但是当中的信息是非常深厚。
Now before we walk through this parable, let me set the stage a little bit and give you some background.
在进入这个比喻的细节之前，让我为你预备一些背景资料。
From Luke 9:51 to Luke 18:34, the Gospel of Luke focuses on Jesus' teaching, especially parables, while he's heading towards Jerusalem.
在路加福音9:51-18:34，是讲到耶稣的教导，是讲到很多的比喻，当他一路行向耶路撒冷的时候。
So in Luke 9:51, it says, when the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem.
路加福音9:51，耶稣被接上升的日子将到，他就定意往耶路撒冷去。
And of course, he's going to Jerusalem in order to die for sinners.
当然他去耶路撒冷是要代罪人去死。
In a very real sense, all four of the Gospels are records of the crucifixion, but they just all have long introductions.
事实上，四卷福音书都是耶稣被钉十字架的记录，而且是那个序言是很长的。
They all focus on and highlight Jesus' death and resurrection.
他是指出是耶稣的受死和复活。
So our parable in Luke 18 is near the end of Jesus' journey to Jerusalem.
我们看的比喻在第十八章，就是耶稣去耶路撒冷的路途的尾声。
By the end of Luke 19, Jesus is in Jerusalem.
路加福音十九章，耶稣已经在耶路撒冷。
And by the end of chapter 23, Jesus was killed.
23章尾的时候，耶稣就被杀害。
So as Jesus is telling this parable, he hasn't yet been crucified, but it's coming.
当耶稣在讲这个比喻的时候，他未被钉十字架，但是来紧。
And that's important to remember in the background.
这个是很要记住的事。
Now, let's dive into this parable here in Luke 18.
我们现在进入这个比喻里面，在第十八章。
To help break things down a little bit, I'm going to use four simple headings.
去帮助大家分段，有四个简单的标题。
The Pharisee. The setting.
是有场景。
The Pharisee.
法利赛人。
The tax collector.
税吏。
And the point.
同埋重点。
So first, the setting.
首先是场景。
And that's going to be in verse 9.
这个是第九节。
Read verse 9 one more time.
耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人、藐视别人的，设一个比喻。
So this account begins by saying that Jesus also told this parable.
这个记载开始的时候就讲到耶稣又说这个比喻。
This is because Jesus had told a different parable right before our passage.
因为在我们今天经文之前，耶稣就已经讲了另外一个比喻。
And that parable was about the need to persevere in prayer.
那个比喻是讲到我们在祷告上要恒切。
Our parable also involves prayer.
我们这个经文也是牵涉祷告。
But it's not exactly about prayer.
但不是一定关于祷告。
Instead, the prayers of the Pharisee and the prayers of the tax collector serve as windows into their hearts.
其实那个法利赛人和税吏的祷告就是作为一个窗口进入他们的内心。
And they serve as a mirror for our own hearts.
也都是一面镜子照出我们的内心。
Now, we don't know where Jesus was when he told this parable, but we know who he said this to.
我们不知道当耶稣讲这个比喻的时候，耶稣在哪里，但是我们知道他向什么人讲。
Jesus told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous.
耶稣是向那些仗着自己是义人的人去讲这个比喻。
Jesus was aiming this parable directly at the self-righteous.
耶稣将这个比喻是直接指着自以为是的人去讲。
Interestingly, it doesn't say that he told this parable just to the Pharisees.
很有趣地，记载没讲到他直接去讲给法利赛人听。
Though they were certainly included in his audience.
当然在这个听众里面包括法利赛人。
But this statement was more general and more broad.
这一句是更涵盖、更广阔的范围。
Jesus told the parable to some who trusted in themselves in that day.
耶稣是将这个比喻话给当时那些信靠自己的人。
And he continues to tell this parable to all who would trust in their own righteousness even today.
他亦都继续将这个比喻话给所有仗着自己的义的人，甚至乎今时今日。
And let's be honest, to one degree or another, that's all of us.
坦白来讲，在某程度上来讲，是我们所有人。
And Jesus doesn't just stop by saying that they were self-righteous, he also said they treated others with contempt.
耶稣就不是只单是说他们是自以为义，而且是说他们是藐视别人。
They trusted in their own righteousness.
他们仗着自己的义。
And they looked down on others and despised others who didn't have a righteousness like theirs.
并且看低、鄙视那些没有他们的义的人。
These two ideas, self-righteousness and contempt for others, are not separate or unrelated ideas.
呢兩個概念，自以為意同埋鄙視別人，唔係無關嘅概念。
They go hand in hand together.
而係息息相關。
Jesus is identifying that if you are self-righteous, you will inevitably have contempt for others who don't live up to your standard.
耶穌佢講到，如果係自以為意嘅話，就自然會係鄙視別人嗰啲達唔到你標準嘅人。
And if you have contempt for others who don't live up to your standard of righteousness, it's because you think that you live up to yours.
你鄙視嗰啲達唔到你對義嘅標準嘅人，係因為你覺得你自己達到嗰個標準。
In other words, if you aren't sure if you are truly self-righteous or not, just ask yourself if you have ever had contempt for others.
換句話講，如果你唔知道自己有冇自以為意嘅話，就問一問自己究竟有冇曾經鄙視過別人。
Do you have contempt for those who aren't as successful as you?
有冇鄙視嗰啲冇你咁樣成功嘅人？
Do you have contempt for those who can't seem to handle their finances?
有冇鄙視過嗰啲好似唔太識得理財嘅人？
Do you have contempt for those who don't serve the church as much as you do?
有冇鄙視嗰啲冇好似你咁樣喺教會中侍奉得咁多嘅人？
Do you have contempt for those who would disagree with you on political issues?
有冇鄙視嗰啲同你政治立場唔同嘅人？
Do you have contempt for those whose theology doesn't line up with yours?
有冇鄙視嗰啲喺神學立場上與你唔一致嘅人？
To have contempt in any of these ways is a symptom of self-righteousness in your heart.
係有呢啲嘅鄙視嘅情況，就係心裏有自以為意嘅症狀。
You look down on that other person because you think that you succeed in that area.
你鄙視嗰啲人係因為你覺得佢哋喺自己成功嗰啲嘅地方上面失敗。
They have it wrong where you have it right.
佢哋搞錯咗，你就啱曬。
And listen, you might have it right.
要留心，可能真係你啱。
But that's irrelevant when it comes to the sin of self-righteousness.
但對於自以為意呢一種罪係無關重要。
When you're proud of being right, you have become wrong.
當你係驕傲覺得自己啱嘅時候，你就已經落在錯誤中。
Maybe you have contempt on those whom you think are self-righteous.
或者你係去鄙視嗰啲你覺得係自以為意嘅人。
That's the most ironic kind of self-righteousness.
咁呢個就係最諷刺嘅自以為意嘅情況。
The one who's self-righteous about not being self-righteous.
自以為意係因為覺得自己唔似人哋咁樣自以為意。
To think to yourself, thankfully, I'm not self-righteous like that self-righteous person over there.
去同自己諗，好慶幸我唔似嗰個人咁樣自以為意。
That's a self-righteous thought.
呢個就已經係一個自以為意嘅概念。
Now, since we live in California in the year 2021, let me ask you something that seems to be becoming more relevant every day.
因為我哋喺加州喺2021年嗰度生活，咁讓我問一個問題係同我哋更加有關嘅。
Do you have contempt for those who celebrate and embrace homosexuality?
有冇鄙視嗰啲慶祝同埋接受同性戀嘅人？
Listen, I'm not saying that we shouldn't stand up for truth. I'm not saying that.
請留意，我唔係話我哋唔應該堅守真理。
But we must do so with compassion, not contempt.
但係我哋應該以仁愛而唔係鄙視去做。
We must plead with brokenness and sorrow rather than with arrogance.
我哋應該以傷心同埋憂傷而唔係傲慢去勸化去抗辯。
Psalm 119 verse 136 says, "My eyes shed streams of tears because people do not keep your law."
詩篇119篇136節，我的眼淚下流成河，因為他們不守你的律法。
The world expects Christians to respond in two ways. One of two ways.
呢個世界呢個世俗期望基督徒去以下兩個方式回應。
Either contempt or compromise.
一係就妥協，一係就鄙視。
Compromise says, "I agree with you and I love you."
妥協就係講到我贊同你並且我愛你。
Contempt says, "I disagree with you and I hate you."
鄙視就講到我唔同意你並且我憎恨你。
But compassion says, "I disagree with you, and I love you."
仁愛就講到我唔同意你，同埋我係愛你。
And this doesn't just apply to homosexuality. This can be to any sin issue.
呢個唔係淨係係講到同性戀嘅呢個議題，而係講到任何其他嘅罪都係。
Brothers and sisters, let's never compromise.
弟兄姊妹，讓我哋永不妥協。
Let's never show contempt either.
亦都讓我哋永遠唔鄙視他人。
Instead, let us have compassion.
反而让我们心里面有仁爱。
Now coming back to our passage where Jesus connects self-righteousness and contempt for others, let's confess that Jesus is talking about me, he's talking about us.
是回到我们的经文里面，耶稣是将自义和鄙视别人是连接在一起，让我们承认耶稣是对我们一起讲说话。
We all face this temptation.
我们齐齐都要面对这个试探。
Self-righteousness comes in a lot of different flavors.
自以为义可以以不同的形式呈现出来。
And you and I have some version of it in our own hearts.
你和我都是在我们内心里面有某种形式的出现。
So this parable is one that each of us needs to hear.
这个比喻是我们每一个人都必须要听。
So that's the setting and the introduction to the parable. Now for our second point, the Pharisee.
这个就是这个比喻的场景和序言，现在就去到第二点，法利赛人。
And so our second point, the Pharisee, is going to be in verses 10 to 12.
法利赛人那段落是10至12节。说有两个人上殿去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。法利赛人站着自言自语地祷告说：神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不像这个税吏。我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。
And so this passage continues on. It says two men went up into the temple to pray.
经文继续，有两个人上殿里去祷告。
Of course, the temple was on a hill, and that's why it says they went up.
那个圣殿在山上，所以就是讲上。
We learn that one man is a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector.
我们知道一个人是税吏，一个人是法利赛人。
And of course, here's where the story gets interesting.
这个就是故事有趣的地方。
Jesus loves to tell parables that illustrate a point with a contrast.
耶稣是很喜欢用比喻去讲到显明一些重点，是用两样东西作对比。
Now, if you're familiar with the Bible at all, when you hear the word Pharisee, you start hearing like villain music, bad guy music in the background.
让你熟悉圣经，当你听到法利赛人这个词语，你就仿佛听见电影奸角出场的音乐。
And if you hear tax collector, you think, aha, there's the good guy in the story.
一听到税吏的时候，就话，啊哈，这个是好人。
But that would have been completely opposite of what Jesus' original listeners would have heard.
但这个就同耶稣时代的听众的反应完全相反。
The Pharisees were the ones who studied the law day and night and tried to follow it according to the smallest detail.
法利赛人就是那些日夜研读律法，将仔细咁样跟从每一条嘅人。
In fact, they sought to follow God's laws so closely that they made their own laws to protect themselves from getting even close to breaking God's laws.
甚至乎佢哋系几咁仔细追求遵行神嘅律法，甚至自己设立条例去防止自己接近违背神嘅律法。
And in one sense, that's not such a bad idea when you do that for yourself.
某角度来讲，这个其实不是一个坏的主意，是为自己这样做，不是一个坏的主意。
They started out with good intentions.
开始时候本意是好。
Here was God's laws.
神的律法在这里。
And they made additional laws around it so they wouldn't break it.
外面有自己设立的条例，以致他们不会犯神的律法。
But their problem is that they started to require others to follow their man-made rules.
但是他们的问题就是他们开始要求人家跟从他们自己炮制出来的那些条例。
And they looked down on or had contempt for those who didn't follow their man-made rules.
而是鄙视那些不跟从他们那些自己整出来的条例的人。
Even if people didn't sin according to God's laws, they judged you if you broke their laws.
就算他们没有根据神的律法，他们没有犯神的律例，但是他们也都会因为你触犯了他们设立的条例而论断你。
Tax collectors, on the other hand, were considered to be the traitors and thieves of their society.
税吏另一方面就是被视为卖国贼，被视为盗贼。
They collected taxes from their own people for Rome, and that's why they were considered traitors.
他们为罗马政府向自己的同胞收税，所以他们就是卖国贼。
And tax collectors made their income by taking a little bit extra when they collected taxes.
税吏当他们收税的时候，就多收一点袋落自己袋那里。
But sometimes they took a lot extra by force, and that's why they were also considered thieves.
亦都有啲系夹硬收取好多，所以佢哋就被视为盗贼。
So it's no surprise at all that they were hated and despised by everybody.
因此系一啲都唔出奇，佢哋人人都憎恶佢哋，鄙视嗰啲税吏。
So if you were hearing this story as a first century Jew, you would think, okay, Pharisee, there's the good guy in the story. Tax collector, that's the bad guy in the story.
因此，當你係第一世紀嘅猶太人嘅時候，你就聽到哦，法利賽人就係呢個故事嘅好人，税吏就係呢個故事嘅壞人。
And then look again at verse 11。
喺我哋一齊睇第十一節，法利賽人站著自言自語地禱告說：神啊，我感謝你，我不像別人勒索、不義、奸淫，也不像這個税吏。
Now standing was a typical posture for prayer, and it was also typical to pray out loud, which is almost certainly what the Pharisee was doing.
站着这个是一个很普通的祷告的姿势，而开声祷告也是很普遍的，这个就是法利赛人所做的事。
Now this verse is a little bit tricky to translate.
这个有少少棘手去翻译。
You could translate it as saying that the Pharisee stood by himself when he prayed.
可以翻譯為法利賽人係當佢禱告嘅時候自己企喺度，
or that he prayed about himself，
或者係佢禱告關於自己嘅事，
or even that he was praying to himself，
甚至乎係向自己禱告。
In the Greek, it's tricky to translate。
喺希臘文嚟講係好棘手去翻譯。
But the point is that he was focused on himself。
但重點係佢專注喺自己身上。
And then look at verse 12。Actually, read verse 11 and 12 one more time。
我哋一齐睇十一、十二节一再一次，法利赛人站着自言自语地祷告说：神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不像这个税吏。我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。
Now, in his prayer, he addresses God only once, but he refers to himself over and over and over again.
在他的祷告里面只提及神一次，但是他重复又重复地提到自己。
I thank you, God, that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. He's talking about himself.
我感谢你，我不像别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不像这个税吏，我全部都是讲我自己。
He based his righteousness in whom he is not like and the sins that he has not committed.
他將自己的義建基在自己沒有做過的壞事和自己沒有犯的罪。
Again, the Pharisee's self-righteousness shows itself in his contempt for other men, especially his contempt for that tax collector.
又一次法利賽人的自以為義就是在他鄙視別人這方面是見到，尤其是鄙視那個稅吏。
But he also says, he also focuses on what he does do.
而也是他集中在自己所有做的事情。
I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get.
我一個禮拜禁食兩次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。
So the Pharisee based his righteousness in the religious duties that he did do.
法利賽人將他的義建基在他有做的宗教上面的職責。
The Old Testament only commanded that they fast one day out of the year on the Day of Atonement.
舊約其實是只是吩咐他們是一年是一日，就是贖罪日那日去禁食。
But he fasted twice a week. He went above and beyond.
但是他一个礼拜禁食两次，他所做的是超出要求。
While the Old Testament only required tithes of certain things, this Pharisee gave a tenth of everything that he received.
旧约律法只要求他们向某些东西是要十一奉献，但是这个法利赛人就将所有的也都献上十分之一。
He found his righteousness in the sins that he didn't do, and in the good things that he did do.
他将他的义是建基在他没有犯的罪那里，以及他所有做的善行那里。
You could say that this Pharisee was moral,because of the things he didn't do, and religious because of the things he did do.
你可以说这个法利赛人是有道德的，因为他没有犯某些罪，或者是在宗教上面很虔诚，因为他有做一些要求。
Now the problem is not that he was moral or religious. Those aren't bad things.
那个问题不是在他多么有道德或者多么虔诚，这些不是问题。
The issue is that he trusted in those things.
那个问题是他依靠依仗了这些事情。
The issue is that he boasted in those things.
个问题是他自夸这些事情。
The issue is he brought these merits before God as if they would earn him favor with God.
个问题是他将这些荣誉带到神的面前，以为可以得到神的偏爱。
Now, before you look down on this Pharisee, let me remind you, this is a temptation for all of us.
现在当我们是看低这个法利赛人之前，让我提醒你，这个是对你对我的试探。
As you watch the news or you hear about the sins of others, have you ever thought to yourself, God, I thank you, I'm not like that sinner or those sinners?
当你看新闻的时候，或者是听到别人所犯的罪的时候，有没有想到，神啊，我感谢你，我不像他们那些这样的罪人。
Instead, I serve in the church, I give to the church, I even sing during the live stream when no one's watching.
反而我在教会那里侍奉，我奉献金钱给教会，甚至网上崇拜的时候，没人看着我都开声唱诗。
So maybe we're not quite so different from the Pharisee.
也许我们不是跟法利赛人分别很大。
Now let's move on to the third point, the tax collector.
第三点是税吏。
Read Luke 18, verse 13.
是路加福音第18章第13节。那税吏远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢，只捶着胸说，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
It says here that he was standing far off.
税吏远远地站着。
The Pharisee was probably way up in front so he could be seen.
法利賽人可能是好企喺好前嘅地方，好讓俾人看見。
The Pharisee assumed he was closer to God because of his righteousness.
法利賽人係因為佢覺得自己嘅義，所以就同神嘅關係好親近。
But unlike the Pharisee who stood all the way in front of the tax collector, wouldn't even come close.
但唔似個法利賽人咁樣，嗰個税吏就係唔敢行近。
He knew that he was a sinner and that he was unworthy to approach God.
他知道自己是一个罪人，是不配接近神。
And it says he wouldn't even lift up his eyes to heaven.
讲到他连举目望天也不敢。
It's not wrong to lift up your eyes to pray.
他举目望天祷告是不是错的。
I'm sure at times when you're singing to God, you look upwards to heaven.
有时候唱诗的时候，我们大家都会是举目望天。
That's not wrong.
这个不是错。
Jordan was okay.
Jordan 都 okay.
But here, this tax collector was so overwhelmed by the weight of his sin and guilt that he could not lift up his eyes.
但是这个税吏被自己的罪和罪疚感的重量重重压住，不能够抬起视线。
Instead, he looked downward.
只能够向下望。
And it said that he beat his breast.
讲到只捶着胸。
This was a sign of the most extreme anguish and sorrow.
这个是表达极度的痛苦和忧伤。
The only other place in the New Testament where people beat their breasts in sorrow was in Luke 23:48.
在新约第二个地方，唯一一个地方是讲到忧伤地捶着胸的，就是在路加福音23章48节。
And that was when they realized they had crucified an innocent man, Jesus Christ.
当他们发现自己是将一个无辜的人耶稣基督钉十字架。
So this man's humility and grief led him to beat his breast as if to say that the sin was not just what he did with his hands, but it was deep in his heart.
这个人他谦卑痛悔的是使他捶着胸，是好像是讲紧他知道自己的罪不是单只是双手做过的事，而且是他内心深处的罪。
And his prayer was simple, God be merciful to me, a sinner.
他的祷告很简单，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
The Pharisee gave a list of his righteousness.
法利賽人是有一個列表，是列出他的義。
But the tax collector didn't even dare to try to give a list of all of his sins.
但税吏卻完全不敢列舉他的罪。
He could never name them all.
他永遠不能夠全部列舉出來。
He understood the problem wasn't just that he had sinned, but that he was a sinner by nature.
他明白的问题不是他是有犯罪，而且是他本性上面就是一个罪人。
This tax collector saw himself as a great sinner, just like Paul would later call himself the chief of sinners.
税吏视自己为一个大罪人，就好像这个保罗在之后就讲到他是罪人中的罪魁。
This tax collector didn't ask for a second chance or a new start.
税吏没求第二次机会或者重新开始。
Because he understood that he'd fail again since the sin was in his very own heart, in his nature.
因为他知道他会再一次失败，因为罪就是在他本性里面。
Instead, he simply pleaded to God for mercy. God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
反而他是单单恳求神的怜悯，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
He understood there was nothing he could offer.
他明白到他不能够提出提供任何嘢。
And if God would forgive, it would have to be out of sheer unconditional mercy from God.
若神是宽恕的话，就是会是完全出于神无条件的怜悯。
And this word for mercy here is particularly interesting.
怜悯在这里用那个字是特别有趣。
It's not the typical word for mercy in Greek.
不是希腊文里面平常用开怜悯那个字。
This word has the root meaning of atonement or propitiation.
原文这个字的字根是有赎罪和劝解的意思。
In other words, he's pleading for God to have mercy by making atonement for his sins.
換句話講，佢係求神係有憐憫，係通過一個贖罪嘅過程。
He's pleading for God to allow a sacrifice to take away God's wrath.
懇求神容許以一個獻祭、一個犧牲去帶走神嘅憤怒。
And with that, Jesus ended the parable.
就喺嗰度，耶穌基督就完咗個比喻。
He introduced us to the Pharisee.
佢介紹咗法利賽人。
He introduced us to the tax collector.
介紹咗税吏。
But now he wraps it all up with the point.
現在就係以一個重點作結。
The point of the parable is found in verse 14.
嘅重點就喺第十四節。我告訴你們，這人回家去，比那人倒算為義了，因為凡自高的必降為卑，自卑的必升為高。
Jesus says that this man went down to his house justified.
耶穌基督講，這人回家去，被算為義。
This would have been beyond shocking, it would have been scandalous.
這個見美是超乎令人震驚的程度，簡直令人憤慨。
The tax collector went down from the temple and went back home being justified, being righteous before God.
税吏由聖殿回家是被算為義，在神面前被稱為義。
No man would have predicted this outcome, but Jesus declares that this man, the tax collector, went home justified.
沒人能夠想得到結局竟是如此，耶穌是宣告這個人，税吏是回家是被算為義。
Man's greatest need is for righteousness. His greatest need is for justification, and the tax collector was granted that.
人最大的需要是義，被算為義，而這個稅吏就是被賜予義這樣東西。
God answered this man's cry for mercy and for atonement.
神是回應了這個人的呼求，求憐憫，求贖罪。
The man said, I'm a sinner, and God says, you're justified.
這個人說，我這個罪人，耶穌就回應，你被算為義了。
He wasn't justified because of anything he had done.
他被算為義不是因為他做了任何事。
He was justified because he had thrown himself entirely upon God's mercy.
他被算為義因為他全個人投進去神的憐憫裡面。
Do you know what word describes this man's attitude?
是什麼字能夠形容這個人的態度呢?
That's faith.
是信心。
He put his full faith, all of his trust in God's mercy.
He 将他全部的信心、全部的信靠去倒进神的怜悯入边。
He didn't have any righteousness of his own, so all he could do was plead upon and rely upon God's mercy.
他冇自己嘅义，所以佢所能够做嘅就只有恳求同埋依赖神嘅怜悯。
See, the message of the gospel is not behave better, but to believe humbly.
福音嘅信息就系唔系做得更好，而系谦卑地相信。
But Jesus doesn't just stop with the tax collector being justified. This is a parable of contrast.
耶穌冇停喺呢一點，就係話税吏係被稱為義，因為呢個比喻係有對比嘅比喻。
He says, "This man went down to his house justified, rather than the other."
耶穌話：這人回家去，比那人倒算為義了。
Not only was the tax collector justified, but the Pharisee, who possessed all kinds of external righteousness, was not justified.
税吏唔單止係被算為義，嗰個法利賽人有所有外在嘅義行，卻沒有被算為義。
Instead, he was lost. He was condemned.
反而佢係失喪，佢係受咒詛。
Ironically, the self-righteous was ultimately unrighteous and unsaved.
諷刺地，自以為義嘅人就最終係不義，係不被拯救。
That's why Jesus says, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted.
耶稣说，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
So Jesus gives the main point here, those who humble themselves will be exalted.
耶稣就在这里给个重点，就是凡是自我降卑的必被抬举。
In this context, the humble are those who recognize their unworthiness, recognize their sinfulness, and they plead for and trust in God's mercy.
在这段经文里面，谦卑的就是那些承认他们不配，同埋他们有罪性，而是恳求神，信靠神的怜悯。
God exalts the humble and justifies them.
神抬举谦卑的人，算他们为义。
Just as self-righteousness and contempt for others go hand in hand. So humility and faith in God go hand in hand.
正如自以为义同埋鄙视别人系息息相关，谦卑同埋喺神入边嘅信心亦都系不可分割。
Those who are humble will have faith in God rather than faith in themselves.
系嗰啲谦卑嘅人系喺神入边有信心，而唔系信靠自己。
They know there's nothing in themselves that's worthy, so they have to throw themselves entirely upon God's mercy.
佢哋知道喺佢哋自己入边系完全唔配得，佢哋所能够做嘅就系将自己投进神嘅怜悯里边。
But on the other hand, Jesus gives a warning.
但另一方面，耶稣就俾一个嘅警告。
Those who exalt themselves, those who trust in themselves that they are righteous, and those who have contempt for others, they will be humbled.
个警告系嗰啲必自高嘅，或者系相信靠自己，佢哋系义嘅，或者系鄙视别人嘅，佢哋就必降为卑。
And in this passage, to be humbled means that they are lost. They are unjustified.
在这段经文来讲，必降为卑，就是讲到是他们失丧，没有被算为义。
Brothers and sisters, that's a frightful, scary thought.
弟兄姊妹，这个是令人吃惊的概念。
We must pursue godliness and righteousness.
我们必须追求圣洁和公义。
But if you trust in your godliness or if you trust in your righteousness, you'll be lost.
但若果是依赖倚仗你的自己的圣洁，那你就最终会是失丧。
So how do you know if you're trusting in your own righteousness?
咁點樣知道自己係咪依賴咗我哋自己嘅義呢？
You are trusting in your own righteousness if you rarely confess your sin to God and if you rarely plead for mercy.
你係信靠緊自己嘅義，如果你係好少向神認罪，或者係向神去求憐憫。
You're trusting in your own righteousness if you rarely confess your sin to others.
你是信靠緊自己嘅義，如果你係好少向別人去認你嘅罪。
You're trusting in your own righteousness if you rarely ask for forgiveness from others or ask others to pray for you.
你係信靠緊自己嘅義，若果你係好少尋求其他人嘅寬恕，好少請求佢哋為你禱告。
Like we all understand that we have spiritual needs, but if we don't ask for prayer, we are pretending like we are okay.
如果我哋係有我哋屬靈上嘅需要，但係如果冇請人為你禱告，我哋就係扮緊我哋係 OK。
You are trusting in your own righteousness if you are overly concerned with your reputation among others。
你係信靠緊自己嘅義，若果你太過在意喺別人心中嘅聲望。
You are trusting in your own righteousness if you are joyless and overly discouraged or devastated when you sin。
你係信靠緊自己嘅義，當如果你犯罪嘅時候喪失喜樂，太過灰心，極度消沉。
Now, please understand, we should be convicted by our sin and we need to repent.
请明白，我们犯罪之后应该知罪，感到扎心，同埋要去悔改。
But if we're devastated that we ever sin, perhaps it's because we believe that we have become sinless.
但若果我们因为有犯罪而极度消沉的话，或许是我们觉得自己已经成为无罪。
We should never be surprised by sin, either in our own lives or the lives of others.
我们不应该为到我们自己的罪、别人的罪而感到震惊。
The best of us are only sinners saved by grace.
我们是被恩典拯救的罪人。
Sorry, some of this isn't in my notes. Sorry. you are trusting in your own righteousness if you are quick to judge and have contempt for others.
你是信靠自己的义，若果你是很快去论断人、鄙视别人。
Are you able to say with the tax collector, God be merciful to me, a sinner?
你能不能够好似税吏咁讲，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
Do you truly believe that you are a sinner?
你系咪真正相信你系一个罪人？
Dietrich Bonhoeffer is a German theologian and pastor, and he wrote these very helpful words.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer 系一个德国嘅神学家，佢讲咗以下嘅事情。
The pious fellowship permits no one to be a sinner.
一个徒有外表虔诚嘅团契唔容许任何人系罪人。
So everybody must conceal his sin from others and from the fellowship.
因此每人必须将自己嘅罪同埋自己向自己同埋团契隐藏起来。
We dare not be sinners.
我哋唔敢成为罪人。
Many Christians are unthinkably horrified when a real sinner is suddenly discovered among the righteous.
当一个真实的罪人突然之间在这班义人中间被发现出来，很多基督徒都感到震惊到不得了。
So we remain alone with our sin, living in lies and hypocrisy.
因此我们只能够单独地面对自己的罪，活在罪和伪善之中。
The fact is that we are sinners.
事实上我们就是罪人。
But it is the grace of the gospel, which is so hard for the pious to understand, that confronts us with the truth and says, you are a sinner, a great, desperate sinner.
但是福音中的恩典就是徒有外表虔诚的人所不明白的，使我们面对现实，向我们说，你是个罪人，彻彻底底绝望的罪人。
Now come as the sinner that you are to God who loves you.
现在来，照你的本相，就是一个罪人，来到爱你的那位神那里。
He wants you as you are.
祂想,祂要你照你的本相来到。
He does not want anything from you, a sacrifice, a work. He wants you alone.
祂不要你任何其他的东西,你的牺牲,你的工作,祂单单要你。
Brothers and sisters, I want to remind you the gospel is not that God loves those who are good.
弟兄姊妹,我想提醒,福音并不是神爱那些好的人。
The gospel is not that God loves those who try hard enough and succeed at the Christian life.
福音并不是神爱那些付出足够努力的人，或者是基督徒生命道路上成功的人。
The gospel is that you are so sinful that God's own Son had to suffer the wrath of Almighty God in order for you and I to be forgiven.
福音是你是何等的有罪，神的儿子要为你承受大能神的愤怒，好让你能够被宽恕。
The gospel is that God has loved the ungodly and the unworthy and has shown them mercy that they did not deserve.
福音是神是爱那些不敬虔的人、不配的人，是向他们施他们所不配受的怜悯。
If we truly believe this in our hearts, how might this change the attitude in our hearts?
若果我们真实地这样在我们心里面相信这些，是不是会怎样改变我们心里面的态度？
How might this change the culture of our church?
这样是会怎样改变我们教会的文化？
The Pharisees saw prayer at the temple as an opportunity to show off his righteousness and to judge others.
法利赛人看到在祷告，在圣殿里面祷告是一个机会表演自己的义和去论断他人。
Is that how you view church?
你是不是这样看教会呢？
As a time to show off and gain status and reputation.
是一个表演争取地位和名声的时间。
The church is not a place to come and show off your righteousness. It's a place to come and to confess our sin and receive mercy.
教会不是一个地方来到去表演你的义，是一个地方来到认你的罪和接受怜悯。
The church is not a museum for the righteous. It is a hospital for the broken.
教会不是一个义人的博物馆，而是一个破碎的人的医院。
Now, if you're thinking, oh, I'm so glad Pastor Tranway is talking about this, I hope brother or sister so-and-so is listening because they really need to grow in this.
如果你现在想，于牧师讲这个真的好了，某某弟兄、某某姊妹很需要听这个，他们真的很需要在这方面成长。
And maybe you're thinking, I'm so glad I'm not like them.
或者是这样想，我很庆幸我们不是，我不是好像他这样。
Then you're missing the point.
那你就错过了重点。
You can become self-righteous about how you aren't self-righteous like others.
你亦都可以因为你觉得自己不像其他人那么自义而成为一个自义的人。
But maybe you struggle in a different way. Maybe you've never been tempted to boast in your righteousness.
或许你是遇到另外一种的挣扎，你是没去被试探去夸耀自己的义。
Instead, you usually think, I'm just too sinful. God can't forgive me.
反而是通常是这样想，我是太过有罪了，神不能够去宽恕我。
That sounds like humility, but it's not.
这个听起上来好像是谦卑，但是其实并非如此。
That's the cry of someone who is depending on their own obedience to be accepted by God, but they're discouraged because they keep sinning.
这种说法是一些依赖自己的信服去被神接纳的人的呼声，但是他们是感到灰心，因为他们继续犯罪。
That's the cry of the self-righteous person who has failed, but keeps trying to achieve their own righteousness rather than resting in Christ and his abundant mercy.
这个是失败了的自义的人的呼声，但是他们是不断努力尝试达到自己的义，而不去在基督里面得安息。
That isn't humility, that's wounded pride.
这个不是谦卑，这个是受了伤的骄傲。
Now I wonder, have you noticed that all true believers start their Christian lives feeling like the tax collector?
有冇注意到真正嘅信徒開始佢哋基督徒生命嘅時候，就感到係好似税吏一樣？
We recognize our sinfulness and we plead for God's mercy, knowing that we have no righteousness of our own.
我哋承認自己嘅罪性，係尋求神嘅憐憫，知道我哋自己裡面毫無義可言。
We start there, but over time we tend to become like the Pharisee.
我哋由嗰點開始，但係時間一路流逝，我哋就傾向變咗好似法利賽人咁樣。
We understand we started with mercy, but now we have some good standing with God because of our obedience.
我哋開始嘅時候係倚靠神嘅憐憫，但係開始喺神入邊好似有多少資格咁樣喺神面前。
And of course we ought to obey God. We ought to live for God.
我哋當然必須要順服神，我哋必須要順服神嘅命令。
But do you realize that you are in as much need of mercy today as you were the first day of salvation?
但係你有冇發覺你今日同埋你第一日信主嗰日係同樣多地需要憐憫？
The sins that we have defeated, the holiness that we have achieved, it's all the work of God in our lives. We can't boast in that.
我哋所能夠得勝嘅罪，我哋所能夠達到嘅聖潔，係全部係神喺我哋生命面工作，而唔能夠以此誇口。
It's interesting that the Pharisee thought of himself as completely different than other sinners.
好有趣，法利賽人覺得自己係完全唔同其他嘅罪人。
He said, "I thank you, God. I'm not like other men."
感謝主，我唔係好似其他人咁。
But that's not how a true believer thinks.
但係呢個唔係一個真實嘅信徒所諗嘅。
Different people might sin in different ways, but it all has the same root in our hearts: rebellion against God.
不同嘅人可能喺唔同嘅方面犯罪，但系系完全系有同一个嘅根喺我哋心入边，就系悖逆神。
The self-righteous man is no better in God's eyes than the drug addict, the divorced adulterer, the homosexual, or the drunkard.
自以为义嘅人系喺神嘅眼中系唔会好得过吸毒嘅人、离婚、犯奸淫嘅人、同性恋者或者酗酒嘅人。
You see, unlike the Pharisee who thanked God that he was not like other sinners, we ought to thank God that he forgives us even though we are just like other sinners.
我哋唔应该好似法利赛人咁样感谢神，我哋唔似其他罪人。我哋应该感谢神，佢系神系宽恕咗我哋，好似因为我哋系好似其他罪人一样。
In fact, we ought to have the heart of Paul and genuinely confess that we are the chief of sinners. I'm the worst sinner I know.
其實我哋應該好似保羅咁樣有個心，去真誠嘅去承認我哋係罪人中嘅罪魁，我哋係最壞嘅壞人。我知道。
And when we confess our sin to God, He delights in showing mercy.
當我哋去坦認向神認我哋嘅罪嘅時候，神係十分願意施下憐憫。
Like the tax collector, let us say today and every day, God, be merciful to me.A sinner.
好似呢个税吏咁样，让我哋今日每一天都系咁讲：神啊，可怜我这个罪人。
Let's pray.
我哋一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我哋多谢你嘅话语。
Your word that convicts.
你嘅话语系去让我哋觉得扎心。
Your word that humbles.
你嘅话语让我哋谦卑落嚟。
But also your word that encourages.
你嘅话语亦都勉励。
Your word that comforts.
你嘅话语系安慰。
God, thank you for Jesus Christ who died on the cross for our sins.
父神感谢耶稣基督系喺十字架上面为我哋嘅罪而去死。
God, thank you that you show mercy to those who are unworthy.
父神感谢你施怜悯俾不配得嘅人。
Lord, help us to be a people who humble ourselves under your law and under your mercy.
主啊，让我哋成为一班子民，系喺你嘅律法同埋你嘅恩典底下谦卑落嚟。
Help us to rejoice in mercy.
让我哋喺你嘅怜悯入边系去喜乐。
And Lord, even as we have received mercy, help us to be a people who show mercy.
当我哋接受你嘅怜悯嘅时候，让我哋成为一班子民去施怜悯。
God, we thank you for your love, and we pray this in your Son's name.
父神感谢你嘅爱，我哋咁样祷告系奉你嘅爱子耶稣基督嘅名求。
Amen.
Amen.